For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Jennifer. Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, here broadcasting in the studio. This is about the busiest show I've seen you in a while. You're juggling a lot of balls back there behind the glass.
It's hopping.
That's what happens when you get on a soapbox.
I like it. As long as it makes a difference.
Amen. As long as we keep somebody from making a mistake when it comes to repairing their house, home, castle, or cabin. We're here this morning at Rosie on the House following our topic that we've published in our first ever home maintenance calendar that we are now taking into the second printing. The first printing is all but gone. I think I saw like six or eight calendars sitting on
them. They're being saved for historical archiving.
We're going into our second printing, so we've been through 10,000, going through another 10,000, being very well received. It's a calendar that actually lists every Rosie certified partner throughout the state in one place. It also gives you guidance and tips every month on what you should be tending to and taking care of for your home. If you'd like one of these free calendars, we mail it to you. All you have to do is reach out to us at RosieOnTheHouse.com. It spells out every month what topic we're going to be addressing. And we only felt it appropriate that we would take the month of July, the whole month of July, and talk about air conditioning. And we have our Rosie Certified partners come in and visit with us. And I always start the air conditioning show with the same question. And this morning, we've got the good folks from Isley's Home Service in here. Derek, Operations Manager, thanks for coming in. This is your second appearance here on the show, right?
Yes. Thank you for having us.
And Kevin?
Yes.
Senior Service Technician at Isley's.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got the experts in here. If you've got a question about air conditioning, it doesn't matter where you are in the state of Arizona. If you have a question about air conditioning, now's your chance to get in to the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to lay out the topic. Go ahead.
Air conditioning.
Well, last week we had the manufacturer in talking
about
how units are built. We're going to talk this Saturday specifically about
indoor air quality,
what the air conditioner does for that, pollen and dust and all that stuff.
And next week it's going to be, we've got it all broken down. I think ductwork's in one of them, and we've got another one that talks about I'm drawing a complete blank, but it's not the same exact topic every single week. It's different components of air conditioning, so it really lets us dissect the topic and drill down to levels that we've in previous years didn't have enough time to cover in 1 hour.
Leave it like this. When you listen to Rosie on the House the entire month of July, you're not going to know enough about air conditioning to go past the Register of Contractors air conditioning test. But you're going to know enough about air conditioning you won't ever be taken advantage of by an unscrupulous air conditioning contractor who's at your house trying to convince you for a repair you don't need. So that's the reason you never want to miss one segment of Rosie on the House. So, Derek, Kevin, it's a trick question, but I ask every air conditioning contractor in two sentences, explain to the homeowners what air conditioning does.
Air conditioning cools, heats, cleans the air, and improves the indoor air quality inside your home to make it livable here in Arizona.
And how does it cool?
It removes the heat through an evaporation process with refrigeration, through a condenser and an evapcoil and a blower. That can make up an air conditioning system.
And it can be so complicated, but it's a law of physics, and it's so dependable, it's so reliable, it's so consistent. Every single time you compress that gas, it's going to want to return to its natural state and expand. As it expands, it drops to what temperature does it get when it's expanding? I mean, it's cold, really cold.
Oh, yes, it will get quite cold. It can get down to just above freezing, but it will typically be around 40 degrees.
And then we take that really cold gas, and we take that really cold temperature, and we put it into fins that then turn cold. We move air over those coils and deliver the cold air to your house.
Exactly.
So most homeowners think we're producing cold. But you said it in the opening comments. We're removing heat.
Yes. So it's
air conditioning moves heat. It doesn't produce cold.
No, it's the it's the reciprocal. It's not about cooling, it's about removing. So we also remove moisture too and try to dirt.
Air conditioning in our minds, just because of it's the desert and it's hot, we think of air conditioning as cooling. Well, you can condition the air to be hot or cold.
That's
the
right.
Same unit
that's
does
right.
both.
That's right. And talk about remove humidity. Two roof units at my house. I think we're generating – I said last week we're generating between 11 and 12 gallons a day. We're almost generating 20 gallons a day these last few days. That's a lot of water you're sucking out of the air.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But what does 74 degrees feel like at 15% humidity, and what does 74 degrees feel like at 78 at 80% humidity?
One's going to feel pretty sticky, and one's going to be pretty comfortable.
I mean, at 74 degrees at 15% humidity, that's chilly.
That is very cold.
You're cold. At 80% humidity, you're kind of like comfortable but sticky.
You're sweating.
You're sweating.
You are. So that's some of the things that air conditioning does, but it really removes heat. We've got our first call waiting here. Steve calling from Santan. If you've got a question about air conditioning or what it is or isn't doing at your house, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We've got the good folks from Isley's Home Service here this morning talking air conditioning. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning to you, gentlemen. I have two questions, actually. The first is on zoning systems. I've been looking at them. There are two types, it seems like. One is the more detailed and more expensive one where they install dampers and things like that, you know, like Honeywell Zone First. And the others are these new electronic types that they don't use a damper, but they just use a register and vary everything to register, and then you plug in the sensor in your AC, and then it hooks up online. Like Smart Zone and Keen are two models. And I'd like to know what you guys, first of all, think of those types of systems and which and how well they work, if you recommend someone that can do the electronic. Because I like the electronic one where you just use a register, because that's something I can do myself.
We've got more ways to create and control zones residentially now than we've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I've seen those zonings with the dampers. I've never seen them in use, but in the controls by your phone. I think they might be a good option for one or two registers, but not as a whole house zoning system. The typical zoning system would be a conventional dampers inside the main ductwork. Because if you do zoning, you're really affecting total airflow and capacity. It can really be detrimental to the system operation.
If it was set up and installed right to begin with, you shouldn't have to get a mechanical damper and mess with it on your phone 24/7 to get your balance right in your home.
Exactly.
So we can zone. You can zone simply with just some good OBD registers, manipulating the amount of airflow into each particular room, kind of basic, kind of dangerous, because you're manipulating airflow without a good sense of balancing the whole pressure balancing through the whole system. But it can work. Then you've got the electronic damper controls. Then you've got the induct dampers that control whole areas. But you've also got air conditioners now that are broken down into lots of little pieces that you can zone through the actual equipment installation.
So, Steve, to answer your question completely, you know, if it was my house, what I would do is I would do, I know it's hard to hear, but the more expensive option. And I would have somebody come out, look at what you have going on, make sure you have the correct sized air conditioner for the space that you're cooling. Look at the areas that you're trying to zone, because like Kevin had stated beforehand, depending upon the square footage you're trying to zone, if you do put in dampeners or anything on those lines and you have a single stage equipment versus an inverter machine or a variable speed machine, you may be limited on sizes of spaces that you may be able to zone due to how the machine's going to operate. And really looking at that and saying you can do it yourself, you may be able to do it yourself, which is a positive thing. But getting somebody out to really look at it and make sure what you have at your house will actually work with what you're talking about would be the best solution, which, you know, Kevin could come out and look at that for you. Myself can come out and look at that for you. But really it depends upon what kind of equipment you have, what space you're trying to zone, and what temperature you're trying to achieve in those zones as well.
He had a secondary question that I'm going to answer on how to clean swamp cooler pads. It's really tough to clean swamp cooler pads. You just need to replace them regularly. But know this, Steve. You have to have a good reason to want a swamp cooler, because I can tell you that it's costing you more to run a swamp cooler than it will cost you to run the new high-efficiency air conditioning, and that's an absolute truth. Many people think they're saving money running their evap coolers, and it costs you more to run the swamp cooler than it does to run the new high-efficiency air conditionings. I have absolute, unarguable proof of that at my own house.
And if you're trying to run them both in the same home, a lot of people, you're making the air conditioning work harder because you're putting all this humidity in, and all the air conditioning is doing is removing the humidity. So you're making your equipment work harder. Now, that's in the home. Outside the home, outbuildings, barns, patios, there's a ton of different applications for evap cooling outside the home.
That back patio cooler is the ticket. I only know one person that's such a big cheapskate. They were actually evap cooling the bedroom wing, the living wing, and air conditioning the bedroom wing.
I
walked in the house. I said, "You know, I know you're a cheapskate, but you're actually defeating yourself.
You can wear your unit out faster, and it costs you more than what."
With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Fortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the Southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.